Good morning, 8:12 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Tuesday edition of the program. Happy to have you along. And we have joining us from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Good morning, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's so nice outside.
Oh, it sure is. I mean, this is, last night it felt like, oh, it's fall. But, being 10 degrees below normal.
I know. So what's the temperature right now?
We're at 64.
Really? Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely
you can't
beautiful.
Beat that. So, hey, I know a lot of activities going on in Independence. I know you had your back-to-school event there, and now things are getting closer to back-to-school time.
We had back-to-school, and it was hot that night.
Well, it's supposed to be.
Yes. Our schools will be starting tomorrow, and... Is Coffeyville starting tomorrow?
I think Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I noticed some college kids walking around the campus.
They started yesterday.
Yeah. So things are happening. So slow down in the school zones.
I've noticed the traffic has picked up, and I'm trying to tell myself to not be, crabby about that. So it's okay. We're happy to have things bustling a little bit more again.
That's right. I had to stop and think about my my path of least resistance when I leave Independence to come here, because if I take 10th Street, I will go through 3 or 4 school zones. And so today I was just fine, but I thought, okay, starting next week, I need to go down Penn Avenue and make sure that I'm outside of those traffic areas. So lots of things are happening. I always like to talk about the things that are happening in downtown Independence, but because we have an in-studio guest today, we will be talking about some of those things firsthand. So I'm going to skip over a few things, but I do want to remind everyone that Dickie's Barbecue has started back up their live music. So that will be tomorrow night, and that's from 6:30 to 9. So check out their Facebook page to see who is playing, and then we will be talking about some other things happening in downtown. I'll remind everyone that Brian Leedy plays Friday night at Jack's at 6 o'clock, and he actually a couple Wednesdays ago was playing at Dickie's when I was there, and such a great entertainer, plays lots of really good music. And so if you enjoy that, you would definitely want to visit Uncle Jack's on Friday nights. And then karaoke is at Turbo's on Friday nights, and that starts at 9 o'clock. And then King's Bar and Game Room has live music on Friday nights. So lots of fun things are happening in downtown Independence on the weekends and throughout the week. In fact, King's is getting ready to have some new signage put up, so that's pretty exciting. We'll be doing a ribbon cutting for them coming up. They took over a large building in downtown Independence, and those large buildings are hard to fill and keep busy. So we want to help them be successful. Switching gears, the museum has their quilt. It's called Quilt Affair going on right now. It's in the gallery area. The location of the museum is 123 North 8th Street. The public is invited to view the quilts, and they're open from Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4 through August the 25th. So that will be coming up soon enough. And we just want to remind everybody that that's something to do in the afternoon or in the morning if you're looking for a cool place to go when the temperatures go back up. Somebody said it's supposed to get hot again this weekend, so...
That's right. Yep. Might have been me.
Okay. This will be a good place to go. And I have. I've already been there, and all the quilts are hung, and they are beautiful works of art. So be sure and check those out. If you're interested in going to Little House on the Prairie, we're about halfway through their season, so don't wait. I mean, take advantage of one of these cool days or nice weekends and get out to Little House on the Prairie. They'll be open, I think, until about October, and then they'll wrap up their season. The Eagle Rock Shredders, this is another fun thing to do when the weather is cool, but it's fun to do even when it's hot outside because they've been riding year-round. But Eagle Rock Shredders has a Tuesday night group bike ride, And it starts at 7 o'clock, so that will be tonight. And then Wednesday, they have Women's Shred, and that'll be tomorrow, and they ride at 7 as well. And both groups meet at the bike trails at Elk City State Park at the Outlet Channel. You need to have your helmet on, and if you ride after dark, they want you to have a light on for safety. So, and then we're actually going to be talking about Eagle Rock Shredders and some more bike races that they're having at First Friday coming up. So I will share more information about that. The college has some things happening. Not only is school starting, but the Fine Arts Department has some activity going on in the theater department. So this Wednesday, August the 16th, they're going to hold their fall theater auditions between 4 and 6, and community members are completely welcome to audition. The first performance of the season will be the 21st annual high school 24-hour plays. That's going to be this weekend, the 19th at 7 o'clock. And, you know, we talked about this last week, how they'll write and rehearse all in 24 hours. So it's amazing how quickly they all put this together, but it's a great way for everybody who's enjoys writing those plays or doing costuming for those plays or stage production and directing. Everybody gets together, and within 24 hours, it goes from start to finish. So that's this Saturday, the 19th at 7 o'clock, if you're looking for something fun to do. Cash Mobs. Main Street would want me to remind you that we have a couple of Cash Mobs coming up August the 16th, 17th. That's this week. And then Wednesday the 23rd at 5:15. August the 17th is at noon. And then Wednesday the 23rd is at 5:15. And they will be gathering down at Community National Bank. And everybody is encouraged to spend about $10 and just help make those cash registers ring. I think that both of these are at noon, but I will double check. Just follow Main Street's Facebook page on the exact times of those cash mobs, but I believe that they're at noon. And so we have a ribbon cutting coming up. So Steve Reed, who has been employed through John Deere for many, many, many years, is retiring. And I believe his retirement date, it might actually be today, that he is officially retiring, but he is a guitar enthusiast. And he is, he works on guitars. He, helps at the Fab Lab build guitars, but in downtown Independence, he's opened up Mr. Reed's workshop, and we are going to be doing a ribbon cutting for him this Friday. And that's at 117 West Main at 5 o'clock in the evening. And, our in-studio guest is actually playing a role in that too. So we'll talk about that in just a little bit, but, chamber members and guests are all invited to be a part of that ribbon cutting and just welcome Steve to downtown Independence. And has he ever been in studio?
I don't think, not since I've been here that I know of.
Okay.
So that would be neat to
Yes,
him on.
It would. I'm going to have to make a little note so that we get him in studio. He's very interesting, very knowledgeable, and he's done everything. So he's super cool to talk to. The 16th annual Yana Strong Fun Run is coming up Saturday, September the 9th at 8:30 in the morning at Riverside Park. Pre-registration is opened up right now, and you can register by next Wednesday the 23rd to guarantee that you get a race shirt. You can register beyond that, clear up to the day of the race, but if you want a shirt, be sure and register before next Wednesday. The cost is $15, and registration can be completed by going on the web to yanastrong.webs.com. And want to remind everybody that the Red Cross Blood Drive will be in town next Wednesday, August the 23rd, from 11 to 5:15 at the Civic Center. We talked about this off air, football season. So high school football and college football are both kicking off. So Independence High School football will be kicking off with a jamboree. They did this last year. I think it is Independence and Coffeyville and Caney. I think they all get together. Is that right? Have you guys heard of the jamboree?
I wasn't here. Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably before I came here.
Okay.
So
I think that it's the three area schools get together, and it's next Friday, the 25th, at 7 o'clock at Schulte Stadium. And we are actually going to be playing Coffeeville that night. So it's always fun to get together and kind of have some, I don't know necessarily if I would call it a scrimmage, but I think it's a jamboree. So that's next Friday at 7 o'clock. And then the college is going to have their first home game on that following Saturday, the 26th, at Schulte Stadium at 1 in the afternoon. So I hope we get some really cool weather on that day. But they are taking on Iowa Central. And a lot of the colleges, when they have quite a distance to travel in, they're playing afternoon games to allow them to get back back home and not travel in the middle of the night. So we're going to be playing Iowa Central at 1 o'clock, and they're going to have a tailgate right before the game. They're going to have some pulled pork and chips and drinks and music, and they're going to have a cornhole tournament. So lots of fun. I think they're going to have an auction and a silent auction. So kind of maybe get to the game early and enjoy some of those things. And then, again, kickoff will be at 1 o'clock. I think the cornhole tournament starts around 9 o'clock. It's $40 per team, so if you're interested in playing cornhole, you can do that. I'll remind everybody of glow-in-the-dark miniature golf Friday, August the 25th at 9 o'clock at night at Riverside Park. And then we have movie night coming up, and that's going to be in downtown Independence this year. So 2019 was the last time we had downtown movie night. It's been at the park since that time due to COVID and such. So we're excited that we're able to move it back downtown, and we're going to be showing Minions, The Rise of Gru, and it's completely free. So here's what I want everybody to know. Pre-show activities will be at 7:30, and then the movie starts at 8:30. And pre-show activities will include face painting, popsicles, movie popcorn, kids games, bottled water, fire hose bowling with the fire department, balloon animals, glow bracelets, and special photo ops with the Minions. All that will take place in the 1 hour before the movie, and then at 8:30 we will show the movie downtown. It's completely free. It's sponsored by Berean Christian Mission Church and the Hub Church. And so we're excited about that. I still need to pick the movie for next month. So if somebody has any suggestions, they can let me know what movie maybe that we should be selecting.
Okay.
Business After Hours, we're going to talk about that with our in-studio guest as well. But Business After Hours is Thursday, August the 31st. And so we will actually be at the brewery. So we're excited about that. And then as I wrap up, I just want to mention First Friday will be coming up September the 1st, believe it or not. It's going to be here before we know it. I feel like I just push my life away every time I talk about all of these forward dates. But it's going to be sponsored by the USD 446 Education Foundation. And we've got some great speakers lined up. Brian Lawrence, who is Coffeeville Regional Medical Center's CEO, is going to be sharing some information about their building project and introducing some new doctors. And then we're working on getting the Eagle Rock Shredders organizers to come in and talk about the upcoming cross-country mountain bike race that will be at Elk City State Park. And I believe that this race is part of the Tour de Dirt series out of Oklahoma, and it'll be the first time ever mountain bike race at the state park. So that's some good news to share. And then Vic Gorman is part of a new community crisis team, and he will be coming and speaking. He would also be a great in-studio guest. And then wrapping it up will be Melissa Johnson, and she is our new director for Montgomery County Action Council. So everybody already knows Melissa, but in a different capacity. So it's going to be interesting to listen to her and her ideas and things that she has planned for economic development in the county. So that'll be Friday, September the 1st. Let's see, you have your very own coming up at Metal Arc Lounge, right?
We do, yeah. Chris Freund will be playing up here in a bit.
That's right. So Saturday, September 2nd, save the date for the next Metal Arc Lounge at the museum. We'll be talking about that as we get closer. But right now, the 16th annual Can-Okla 100 Mile Highway Sale is a September date, but we need to make sure everybody knows about it so that they can get their free permits. So it's time to clean out your attic and your garage and turn your trash into somebody else's treasures. We have lots of people coming in from out of state for the 100 Mile Highway Sale. It's also the citywide garage sales. It'll be Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th. Permits are completely free. You get them at the Chamber of Commerce at 616 North Penn Avenue. And we need to get them all in by Friday, September the 1st, so that you can be listed on the Chamber's citywide garage sale map. And so make sure that you get in, get that done, so we can get you on the map and everybody will know where your sales are going to be held. And then also save the date for the annual Optimist Club Pancake Breakfast on September the 16th. That's a fundraiser for the Optimist Club, and it pushes all of the funds right back out into the community to support our youth. So we want to make sure that we have a successful fundraiser. And it's going to be at Dickie's this year, and we're going to have Chris Cakes from Wichita coming in, and they are world record holders for the most flapjacks flipped in an hour. So it'll be fun to have them come in. Tickets are $10. You can get them at the Chamber office. And then again, that's September the 16th. So with that, I'm going to switch gears and visit with our in-studio guest, James. And I asked Robert Box to come in. He is part owner with Indie Brewworks. And Indie Brewworks, as you know, is our brewery in Independence. And he can share some information, some detailed information about that. But every week we always talk about all the fun things that happen on Wednesdays and Thursdays. We talk about it being family friendly and things like that. But I just thought, you know what? It's a brewery is really a destination location. People come in from the outlying areas to check out breweries. I see it all the time on social media. People that I know have been traveling outside of the area and visiting all of the breweries, and we want to make sure that Indie Brewworks is a destination in Independence and not only enjoyed by everybody in our community and in our county, but that we're telling the story so that everybody will come in. So with that, I have invited Robert Box, one of the Coffeyville firefighters, by day or by night, depending on the shift, and then business owner and entrepreneur the other time. So he's a busy guy with his wife and son, and so just wanted to bring Robert in studio.
Yeah, well, welcome, Robert. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk to you guys. So, and before we get started too far into it, today's my dad's birthday, so I was going to sneak in a happy birthday, Dad, and I love you. I'll give you a call later.
Hey,
so
that's great. A very happy birthday there. That's excellent.
So
how did this all, I guess, start out? You know, did you, your involvement and that sort of thing, how long has Indie Brewworks been around? How did this come about?
We opened in November of 19, I think, and the idea for it had been around. Me and my wife are originally from Texas. We met our head brewer in my wife's hometown of Lubbock, Texas, and his name is Tim Hardy. Tim went to school at the World Brewing Academy. Gosh, I'm going to butcher the name of it now, but he basically has a master's degree in beer. So he went to school in Munich, Germany. He went to another section of the class in Chicago, and he has been like formally trained on recipe making, on equipment management, on cleaning, just maintaining things like that. So Tim knows more about beer than I know about like any single subject of anything. So he's very impressive to have a beer conversation with, and we're very lucky. We talked him into moving to Kansas with us. My wife's family all moved up here at one point, so we followed them up here. And then Tim met his wife from Chanute, so I feel like I'm responsible for his happiness.
That's good. You should hold that over.
I do,
you need
constantly.
It. Yeah, that's
so
good.
But that's we'd had the business plan for a few years trying to open it in Texas, and my wife's family moved up here, and we moved up here. I said the big thing is that the community wanted it, and that makes a big difference whenever you're trying to get something established and getting more support from people in the town and things like that. And it's a very, very long story, but to make it short, it found a spot and it worked out, and it's been a bit of a roller coaster. I would say late 2019 mm-hmm. was a poor choice as far as a time to start a small business. We were open, I think, 4 months, and then we shut down for COVID for 2 months, something like that, and just did beer to go. So there were some wild days of us doing, because we just had growlers at the time, which were the half-gallon jugs, and we didn't have cans yet. So it was one of us taking turns working and then going out and doing to cars and grabbing a growler from a car, running it in, filling it, going to the next car, and we'd have 8 or 9 cars, which was amazing, the support we got during that time. But nobody had anything to do either, so they would just come and sit in their car for 45 minutes to get four glasses of beer, basically. And then we had some road work in front of our building the next year. Mm-hmm. So it's been, but we're knocking on wood, there's been nothing weird from here on out, and we can kind of start getting some more momentum, and we've got some new things coming that we're real excited about. We've got some events coming up that we're excited about. So the big thing that we're working on is we're rebranding a few things, but we're about to come out with a new beer in cans. It's called Indy Light. So it's not an American light lager like you would see in the traditional domestics. It's actually more of like a blonde ale, American blonde ale that Tim came up with. But we've gotten great feedback from it the last 3 weeks. We've got a new can design, so we're about to get the cans in production, and hopefully you'll see those in stores within about a month.
Gotcha. So, I mean, can you describe a little bit for the listeners? I mean, a lot of people think about a brewery, and it's like, okay, yeah, it's a place you drive by and they make beer. It's like a dairy or something, you know?
Yeah.
But it sounds like it's a little bit more than that. I mean, do you guys do tours? I know you do serve beer. How does this all work?
Yeah, and that's the point of it is I want... we like the whole group, whenever we did this, we didn't want it to be just a bar or just something that you felt like you've been in before. We wanted it to be more of a sense of community, more of a place that you could go and you'll see different people from like every demographic you could think of, every age, every group, and feel comfortable while you're there. So we tried to make it real bright and open, and you might come in like on our trivia nights, it might be a little bit younger crowd, and on Saturday, right after noon, you might see more families in there with kids, and then you might have a different crowd at different times. But basically we have a production side of it that you can come in, you can see, I mean, you see everything, all of our equipment's out, everything we make's from scratch. We don't, everything's straight from grain, water, yeast, and hops. And, we're more than happy to explain what everything does, how everything works. And that's part of it is that we enjoy, what we do, and we enjoy having that interaction with people. And we want people to know that this isn't something that's, mass produced from a machine, a million miles away. This is something that's made by hand by someone who lives in town with you. And every recipe is something that Tim has come up with in his head that he's made and he's thought out and put time and effort and thought into and really thought about how he wants to structure the flavors and what color he wants it to be and things like that. So our product is something that I want people to be proud of when they see out in stores and say, hey, that's from my county, that's from my town, because we want people to feel some ownership of it. Like, this is theirs. This is something from where they're from. So that's the big thing of the brewery for me, is that I want it to be a place where you feel Like you're not just coming in for the product. You're coming in for an experience of feeling like you're part of a little community, and beer is just an excuse to do that.
Well, sure. Well, and speaking of stores, so it sounds like you've been able to distribute then to some of the area stores then?
We have in the past. We've done our Irish Red Ale, so we just started a new distribution deal, so we're going to rebrand a few things. So not 100% sure if that Red Ale is going to have the exact same can in the future, but we have in the past done kegs of beer to a few local restaurants and bars, and then cans. But with this new beer, it's a lower alcohol because it's made to be an easy drinking. Like we're trying to get a wider audience appeal with it. So if you've never tried craft beer, this would be a good one for you to jump in on, as opposed to trying to do a double IPA or something that you might not be as comfortable with. There's a little more intense flavor. So we've kind of got our foot in the door a little bit, but we're excited to try to expand that and see it in more places.
Sure. Well, you know, obviously the definition of entrepreneurship, like we've been talking about, is, you know, seeing a need and filling that need. And that sounds like something you've been doing. Do you have any advice to anyone listening out there who may be interested in entrepreneurship, interested in starting their own business? I know it's probably always a lot harder than it seems like it's going to be.
It's incredibly difficult. Yeah, it's a grind, I would say. It's something that you get. I would say take your wins when you can get them and be excited when you can be excited, and try to be as excited as about as many little things as you possibly can. Cause there, I tell people, we painted the side of our building, and we painted a big mural, and it was me on a ladder with a paintbrush painting it with, you know, a projector. And when I got done with it, like I was just beaming because I thought this was so much fun. It was something fun I got to do. And at the end of the project, I saw something that was new and that I made with my hands. And I took that as a win because, and Tim would probably tell you the same thing. Most of the time you're fixing something that broke, you know, a valve broke, the tank, the leg broke, the sink is leaking, the something's falling off the wall. And so you have to kind of take these little wins as you go. And then if anybody that wanted to start a business, I would just say, you know, take like as prepared as you think you are, just take your time, be as prepared as you can, and try to enjoy the little victories that you get from seeing progress.
Sure. So. Sure. Well, no, it just definitely sounds like you did go in with, you know, having a business plan. And I know that's not going to cover everything, but, you know, it's a good start. And I think, you know, it's neat to be able to provide something unique to the community. You mentioned kids earlier, you know, this being a family-friendly place. I think that's a unique aspect. It's a little more European, perhaps, if you will. That's something that, you know, you might see other places. But also showing, you know, a lot of kids don't have an understanding of how things are made. You know, what's the process? So here they actually get to see, like you say, something that's going from one stage to another.
Yep. And we also have, we make our own root beer also. So if you're hesitant about bringing your kids in, you know, we make root beer. We do root beer floats sometimes on Saturdays. And our root beer, I think, is going to start, I know it's going to start being at Twigs, and so they can, because they have gelatos now, mm-hmm. and they're going to start doing root beer floats with our root beer. And then I think there's a good chance it's going to start being at Hersh's here in Coffeyville,
hey,
too.
We'd so, be happy to have it.
Yeah.
Now, I think Lisa's mentioned this before, but you can bring food from other places into the brewery. Is that right?
Yes. So we don't have a kitchen. That's a goal for the future, is to put in a small kitchen at some point. When we started, though, I'm not a restaurant person, I don't have any background in it, and I didn't want to jump into something I knew just nothing about. So, but most of the breweries that we've visited, that we've, you know, when we thought about doing this, we went to as many places as we could from a bunch of different areas and tried to ask as many questions as we could. And it's really kind of an industry standard that if you don't have a kitchen, a lot of times there's food trucks that people bring in. And we have a setup for food trucks, and there's actually a spot across the street, a patio 210, that has food trucks throughout the week. So you're always welcome to grab a plate from across the street and bring it in with you, or order a pizza, or we have people bring leftovers. for a trivia night, and they're in there eating out of Tupperware. So I don't care. I'm very grateful for you to choose our place to come in and hang out, and our place to come in and spend your money, because I know there's a lot of places you could do that. And so if you want to bring in food with you, then the more the merrier.
So, Robert, how has this all worked out with you having, you know, a full-time job and then this in addition? You know, this is another almost, you know, big side hustle. How many people does it take to run the brewery?
I'm a full-time firefighter here in Coffeyville, so I just came off shift at 7:30 this morning. And then my wife does massage therapy here in Coffeyville at Studio Blue. And then my kiddo is starting his first year at Community Elementary this year. So we're a little nervous because I went to a school of the whole K through 12 was 500 people. And so it's going to be a change. Like, I'm not used to a big school, so it's going to be a change of pace. But it is a lot of time management, a lot of lists. Tim does a great job of, he manages like anything that has to do with production. He pretty much manages. He does inventory for the ingredients, keg washing, cleaning, equipment washing, cleaning, and brewing. And that's he's a full-time employee. He's up there 5 days a week, all day. So, other things, we have a couple of partners that are coming on with us that are going to do some other things with us too. But basically, you just kind of have to figure out who's good at what, who wants to do what, and my wife will do does a lot of the social media right now, and she'll do the financial side of it, pays all the bills. She does everything that's not fun, basically. And then Tim does all the brewing, and then, you know, traditionally I've done everything that's in between where I work. Like, I'll go work the tap room tomorrow and run music bingo, because we have music bingo on Wednesday nights. And then if I'm not at the fire station, basically if I'm not at the fire station, I've been working a tap room night on nights that we're open. So it's just a lot of, once you kind of get in a routine and you've got it week to week, things get easier. But it was a lot of trial and error on everything whenever you get started, especially with new equipment and new spots and new hours and things. So it's been a learning experience that I think if we did it over again, it would go much smoother. So,
well, I think that's everything that humans seem to do, you know. But no, it's really great to hear this story. And I mean, I think it's just awesome, you know, someone taking the initiative to, you know, take that big step and starting a new business and making a place where, you know, people are going to be able to meet and gather, have memories. I mean, it's all good. I mean, I appreciate Lisa, you getting us another good guest here.
Well, and it's a beautiful building. So it was a building that was going to be demolished. It was condemned. They redid it. So we saved a beautiful building in the area. Robert did a great job of painting the mural. It's really a great billboard when you're coming in from the west and you see that on the side of the building. I just gave a tour on a bus the other day, and when we pulled up to the stoplight, I mean, that's what I pointed out was, and down there is, you know, just in front of you is the brewery. So that's super fun. And then I just personally, I appreciate their dedication to their business, because as Robert said, it takes a lot of time, and they're both, you know, all of them are employed full time, and they have a lot going on, and it takes a lot of time and dedication, and I know that the service that they provide on Wednesday night with music bingo and trivia night, I've been in there on trivia night, I'm in awe of the brain cells that are in there. It's so much fun to watch them have trivia night, but it's more fun to watch Robert in action, because he's the one who creates all of that fun. And so again, those are experiences, and you know, we can buy a bunch of stuff, but you can also go into places like Indie Brew Works and create memories and have experiences. And those are the things that you remember, all those times that you you played dominoes and your kids had root beer floats and you all tried different craft beers and you just played games and had a good time, or you went with your friends to play the musical bingo and trivia night And, you know, we're just very, we're fortunate and we're appreciative of their dedication. And again, we don't want it to be a well-kept secret. We want everybody to know about it. We know that, you've got a lot of listeners on the station and, hopefully they're all tuning in right now and we'll make plans to visit the brewery.
Well, it's one of those good things, places like this, you can keep in the back of your mind, especially, you know, if you have guests coming into town, family. Think about places that people, everyone would enjoy. And this is one to that add to your list, it sounds
yeah,
like.
Unique. And then just lastly, I want to remind everybody, I said it earlier, but on the 31st, we will be having business after hours at the brewery. So if that's something that you want to check out, it's from 5 to 6. And, you know, we have about 300 chamber members. So if you work for probably about any business in town, you're going to be quote unquote a chamber member. So we just invite you to come and be a part of celebrating their chamber membership, celebrating them as part of the business community and learning more about the brewery and making sure that we know everything we should know so that we can tell everybody about the brewery. But you're spot on when you say, you know, when you have family or friends in and you're thinking about things to do. I think so many times we think everybody has a state park and a Riverside Park and a Ralph Mitchell Zoo and a brewery and a beautiful downtown and all the things that we have, but not everybody does, so we need to make sure we show them off.
That's right. And Robert, what are your hours over there at Indie Brew Works?
It's a little different every day, but Wednesday we open at 4 o'clock and we basically just stay open until we're done with music bingo, so if that runs long we'll be open, but it's usually 9:30-ish. Thursday, Friday, we're open 4 to 10 o'clock, and Thursdays we do trivia starting at 7. Music bingo starts at 7 also on Wednesdays. And if you don't know, it's like regular bingo, but we play a song instead of calling out a number, and then you mark your card. And then Thursday, Friday's 4 to 10. Saturday, it's noon to 10. And then we will be opening Sundays for football once football season starts back up. So I don't know the exact day because we're still kind of planning out schedules, but at the absolute latest, September 10th, we'll be opening on Sundays. And last year we tried it out as just whenever the Chiefs were playing, but this year we're going to just open up the same time every Sunday. So whichever games are on, we'll have it on the TV.
Good deal. Well, Robert, we appreciate you coming on and sharing some tips for current new business owners or maybe some prospective business owners. It's always good to hear some of those experiences.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it and enjoyed it.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. And Lisa, thanks for bringing on another good guest here.
Yes, absolutely. And make sure you check out their Facebook page because they do a lot, as he said. Jessica keeps up on their social media. They make a lot of posts and things. So, watch their Facebook page for all the things that they have up and coming.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and appreciate it, Lisa. We'll look forward to chatting again here next week.
Thank you.
All righty, and we will be back with more here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We have Open Line on the way.